We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Liora Bat Ada, Hashem should bless her, V'imale Mishalot Liba Letova. We're holding next to Tosus Na'avre, the last word on the line is Avhu, three lines before the lines get wide again. Itkin Rabbi Avu Bekesarit Ki'a Shlosha Shvarim Tuat Ki'a. In Kesari, Caesarea, Rabbi Avu instituted that they blow Tkia, three Shvarim, Shrua, and Tkia yet again. So now the Gemara asks, Manafshah. Okay, which way do we assume it went? We brought two opinions before, whether Shrua is three blasts of a Shvarim, or Trua is the nine short blasts. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that the Trua reflects the weeping, that's short blasts, so then levitkia tua vitkia. So then what he should have done is only the Trua. And if the Trua is really three heavy sighs of weeping, so then you should have just done the Shvarim. So the Gemara says, Misapkale, he was in doubt. Iganuchi ganach, or Yilule Yalil. He was in doubt which one it was. So he instituted, you do a Tkia, then a Shvarim, then a Trua, and then finally a Tkia. Now that answer doesn't stand, because Matkiv la Rav Avira. Rav Avira asks, Vidilma Yilule Yave, let's say it was the Trua, was the short blows. Vekamav sik shosha shvarim, ben Trua le Tkia. Then the Shvarim constitute a hefsek. They're an illegitimate pause in between the Tkiah and the Trua. So the Gemara says, okay, Dehad Ravi Tkiah, Tuah, V'Tkiah. Okay, we have to say that by Rabbi Avu's town, in his institution, they would also do a Tkiah with the Trua alone. Matkif la Ravina, so Ravina asks, V'din Magenuchi Have. But maybe the Trua is only the size. It's only what we call a shvarim. V'kamafseka tu'a ben shvarim. So then the trua constitutes a hefsek. Latkia. Answers the Gemara. Dehad Ravi tkia shvarim tkia. You're right. In Rabbi Avu's town, they also did tkia shvarim tkia. Okay. So if you have tkia shvarim tkia, and you have tkia trua tkia, then what do you need tkia shvarim trua tkia? What do you need them both for? What did Rabbi Avu accomplish? El Rabbi Avu ma'itkin. Igenuch igena ha'avda. If the trua is a shvarim, so you're doing it kia shvarim tkia. You're doing it kia trua tkia as well. So what did Rabbi Avu accomplish by saying do also tkia shvarim trua tkia? What'd you gain? Answers the Gemara, misapkale dilma ganach v'yalil. Maybe it's both shvarim and a trua, that a person first sighs and then breaks down into a weep. So then why don't you do the other way too? A tkia, a trua, shlosha shvarim, and then a tkia. Dilma yalil veganach. Maybe it's weeping that breaks into sobs. Says the Gemara, stama demita chimitra bin shmilta bereish ganach vado yalil. The Gemara says that's not the way people weep. The ordinary way to weep is a person weeps, he sobs, and then boils down, breaks down into weeping. But it doesn't go the other way. Weeping and then ending up with sobs.
And then after he's done weeping, he goes back to sobbing.
Really? So maybe that's why the Gemara says, Ki mitra bin ishmilta, when something happens to a person. Because it's compared to Sisera's mother, where by Sisera's mother it was the beginning of her weeping, right? It says, Vatiyabevim Sisera. She's sitting there by the window, waiting for her son to return from war, and she begins weeping. Doesn't say she ends weeping, so maybe that's a good point. Maybe that's the idea. Okay, so now we're in the home stretch. There's a very important Rabbeinu Zrachya Levi here. So we're going to pause for a minute and turn to the back of our Gemaras. That's the Baal Hamor. Under the Rif. You turn back to the Rif.
Not the Maor HaKatan.
The Maor HaKatan. Yeah. The Maor HaKatan is called the Baal HaMor. He's the one who composed the work, the Maor HaKatan. So it's called the Baal HaMaor. So if you turn back to your riff, back of the Masechta. And you have the riff. Let's see the riff, and then we'll see the Baal HaMaor.
Which page?
Page Yud Amud Beis in the standard editions. So, second wide line, Imkin Rabbi Avu Lamali. Nimtza Achshav, the end of the third wide line. Nimtza Achshav, turns out now, Shetukin Tashrat Gimel Pamim, we blow. Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, three times. Right? Because you're supposed to have three blowings on Rosh Hashanah. Vetukin Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya Gimel Pamim, Vetukin Tkiya Trua Tkiya Gimel Pamim. We blow three each. V'naguam le'tok'an k'shen yoshvin u'mvachin aleim berkat ha'tkiyah. And the custom is that we blow them before the Shemoneh Esrei, when we're still seated, technically. And we make a blessing on it. U'mnei sh'atzibur tzichin lishma tkiyot etzed rabrachot. And being that really the tzibur has to hear it with the Shemoneh Esrei, l'ficha chozrim tokin etzed rabrachot tashrat pam achat, tashat pam achat, tarat pam achat. That's why during the Shemoneh Esrei, by Malchios, we'll do a Tashrat. By Zichronos, we'll do a Tashat. By Shofros, we'll do a Tarat. Uvidinu shiutukin dana seder brachot keseder shetaku k'shen yoshvin. And really, you should do the same thing during Yishmon Esrei. L'kevan shabrachot in me'akvot et hatkiyot. Harei yatzu yidei chovatan botan shetaku k'shen yoshvin. V'day lahen l'itkoa Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat al seder brachot pam achat shelo latech t'tzibur. It says, really, you should blow shofar during Shemoneh Esrei the same way you did before Shemoneh Esrei. But being that the Shemoneh Esrei isn't Me'akev and you were Yotze, so we do it this way. It shouldn't detain people too much. This is the minhag all over the world and in both yeshivos. Surah and Pumpedita, Surah and Narda, I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. So then he quotes from the Gaonim, but that's already not our sugya. Down to the Baal HaMaor. So according to the Rif, Be'etzem, we're Yotzei all our tkios before Shemoneh Esrei. Why would you do that? So the Rif doesn't say why, he just says we do. Umashin Na'agu, says Rabbeinu Zrachia Levi, the Baal HaMaor. The custom that they blow all their tkios before Shemoneh Esrei when everyone's still seated. And that's when you make the bracha. He says, I don't think this was the custom in the days of the Chachmei Talmud, the days of the Talmud. Ela minhagu shenigu dorot achronim mishum cholin umishum anusin. Because of the people who are ill, or the people who have things that are beyond their control. You have women with babies, so they're not really chayiv. But you have other people who have to go. You have a doctor, you have a lot of people who can't stick around over Shemoneh Esrei. They're going to have to leave early. They can't stick around through Musaf. You have people in the army, they have to go to their guard duty. They can't stick around. Delomatzi la biyachid b'rosh hashana b'tchilat b'tlat shai kamaita k'deita perkama davda zara. You don't daven musaf biyachidus the first 3 hours of Rosh Hashanah. V'afilu b'tzibur naguam la'acher v'lanfush ekrovot b'sidur diyoma. And even b'tzibur, we have a minute to delay our musaf later into the day. We add all kinds of songs. Lefichach. Musaf. We don't have Musaf the first 3 hours of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Brachos says, don't do it be Yechidus. Don't daven alone the first 3 hours of Rosh Hashanah. But Musaf. Yeah, yeah. לפיכך הקדימו בשבילן אלו התקיעות שם יושב. So that's why they developed this custom that we blow shofar for all these people that can't stick around. Those that are elderly and ill and people who can't stick around all of davening. So they made this custom that they're yotzei right away. Just before Shmoneh Esrei, we blow shofar for them, before Musaf, and they're yotzei. וניגו לברך עליהם ברכת התקיעה במטבע קצר. The custom is that we make a short blessing so that they could be yotzei that too. וסומכו להם על מה דגרסינם בפסחים. They relied on what it says in the Talmud. אמרי ברב, חוץ מן התפילה ושופר. אלמה יש לשופר ברכה ומטבע קצר כשם שיש לתפילה. You see from the Talmud that shofar has a short blessing. והתם בדוכתא אדחיה להעיד השופר. ואינם אלו אדחיה לה יש לומר הקדית והקדית ואין ברכה במטבע קצר בשופר. אלא ממנהג האחרונים. He says it's a later minog to have this short blessing on the shofar. אבל עיקר הברכות הם הברכות של תפילה. But really the blessing of shofar is your Shmoneh Esrei. That's the blessing of shofar. והם זיכרונות שופרות, מלכויות זיכרונות שופרות. ועליהם שנינו מי שבירך ואחר כך נתמנה לו שופר. The next few words are blotted out by me. Oh, והיד רבי יהודה אמר למה תוקין אומרים כשהם יושבים ותוקין אומרים כשהם עומדים. עניין אחר הוא כמו שאנו עתידים לבאר בסוף דברינו. The Gemara, we saw it already, the Gemara asked earlier, why do we blow shofar sitting and then blow against standing? So the Raza says, that's not what we do today. Some Rishonim say, that's what we do. We blow shofar before Shmoneh Esrei. We blow shofar during Shmoneh Esrei. The Raza says, no, that's not what we're talking about. We'll explain that later. אבל באמת, אין לנו ברכת התקיעות מדברי רבותינו ברכות של תפילה בלבד. He says, when the Gemara discusses the brachos, in the Gemara's time, they didn't make any brach on Tchiyas Shofar. The brachos the Gemara's talking about is the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara discusses, where in Shmoneh Esrei are you making the Tchiyas Shofar? In the days of the Gemara, says the Baal Amor, they blew Shofar during Shmoneh Esrei. There was no separate bracha for Tchiyas Shofar. And this is only an institution, because today we made this institution to blow shofar earlier, to blow shofar before the Shmoneh Esrei. ונשתנו המנהגות בדורות האחרונים, כמו שאתה רואה משורש ההלכה. The customs here changed in the later generations, as you see in the roots of the halacha, ומתקנת רבי אבו. And you see from the institution of Rabbi Avu, שצריך היה לתקוע תשרת תשת תרת במלכויות, וכן בזיכרונות, וכן בשופרות. He says, like the Rif says, technically you should blow all three in every one, in Malchios, in Zichronos, and in Shofros. Then anu osim ken, we don't do that, elat tashrat b'malchuyot, tashrat b'zichronot, tarat b'shofarot, like the Rif said. The Rif zal natan tam ladavar b'ilchotav, shelo latrich tzibur. The Rif said a reason, so it takes too long. Ve'en atam hazeh maspik lanu kol hatzorich. So the Raza says, come on, that's not good enough. Yeah, I was also wondering, what's the big tircha? V'Rabbeinu Hai Gaon Zatzal Katav. Now this is a very, very important yesod. This is a tshuva of Rabbeinu Hai Gaon that has relevance in many areas of halacha. Rav Hai Gaon wrote, Katuv v'tshuva, it's written in the following, the following is written as his responsa. Katav v'tshuvat sheila, ki kabbala haita biyadam. Rav Hai Gaon says, remember Rav Hai Gaon lived a few years after the Talmud. You're not talking about today. Talking about over 1,000 years ago. Almost 2,000 years ago. 1,700 years ago. So Rav Hai Gaon was close to the period of Talmud. Maybe 1,500 years ago.
Kabbalah haita b'Yisrael. Kabbalah haita b'yadam. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. They had a tradition to bein genuchei uvein yelulei kulu tru'ot mikriyan. Doesn't matter if it's a shvarim, the short blast, or a trua, the extra short blast. Doesn't matter.
it's the sob or the wailing.
Shvarim or trua. They are all called trua. V'nafik inishi dei chovatayu behachi.
And a person was yotze, his obligation with a shvarim or a trua.
U'behachi u'behachi, be it this way or the other way. V'ayum komot b'Yisrael chalukim b'minageyim.
And there were different customs in different places. Ika David hachi. Some would blow their shvarim as a shvarim. They'd do it this way.
Veika David hachi.
And others would do it a different way. Either way, a shvarim or a trua, different minagim, because they're all called trua. They're all called forms of sobbing.
Uba Rabbi Avu la'shvot haminagot. Rabbi Avu's purpose was to equate all the customs of Rachzir kolam komot leminag echad, to make everyone have the same custom. Shelotehei machloket beinehim.
There shouldn't be any argument between them.
V'sidder lehem kol haminagot ke'echad.
So he arranged it that everyone does the same thing.
V'chaloshon hazeh matzinu lo b'tshuva.
And this is what he writes in a tshuva and a responsa.
Al tachshivu bilvavchem ki bimei Rabbi Avu nafal safek bedavar zeh.
Don't think that it was only in Rabbi Avu's days that suddenly people started to have questions about this.
Sharei mishnayot kedumot. אחת אומרת תרועה שלוש יבבות במשנתנו ואחת אומרת תרועה שלוש שברים. You have in the Mishnah,
one Mishnah says a true has three yevavos, and one Mishnah says a true has three shvarim. So you see that this goes back to their day.
ועד אמרינה בעדיה אמר רבייה בהפליגי, וכך היה הדבר מימים קדמונים בכל מימין קדמונים מנהג בכל ישראל מן עושים תרועה יבבות קלות ומן עושים תרועות יבבות כבדות. The ancient custom was some places made short blasts, some places made long blasts,
שהם שברים, the long blasts are what we call שברם,
ואילו יוצאים די חובתן ואילו יוצאים די חובתן, and everyone was יוצא, כי שברים כבדים תרועין ויבבות קלות תרועין,
because they both are called תרועה.
והיה הדבר נראה כחלוקה.
And it looked like people were arguing. But they weren't really. It looked like there were different customs.
אבל פי שאינה חלוקה, even though really there was no מחלוקס here. והרי התנאים, כמו שאמרנו למעלה, הללו שונים שיותרו הגמל יבבות, והללו שונים שיותרו הגמל שברים.
You see, like the Gemara brings earlier, there were different traditions, whether you say true as three שברים, three יבבות, but they're not arguing.
אלו משנתם כמנהגם.
These ones had their Mishnah in accordance with their minag.
ואלו משנתם כמנהגם. And there, these ones had their Mishnah according to their custom. וכאמר אביי והפליגי. When Abaye comes and says, this is what they're arguing about. ולא פלוגתהי. It doesn't mean literally this is what they're arguing about. ולא היו אלא מתאים את אלו ואלו מתאים את אלו. I'm sorry, ולא היו אלו מתאים את אלו ואלו מתאים את אלו,
and neither one would hold the other one to be in error,
אלא מר כאתרי ומר כאתרי קטני.
But each one had their brisa in accordance with their minag.
וחכמים של הללו מודים כי שברים תרועהו, וחכמים של הללו מודים כי יבבה תרועין.
And each one held that the other one was also a good kosher trua.
וכשבא רבי אבו, סובן רבי אבו, came along, ראה לתקן תקנה שיהיו כל ישראל עושים מעשה אחד.
He wanted to make an institution that we should all do the same thing, ולא ייראה ביניהם דבר,
and it shouldn't seem between them something שההדיוטות רואים אותה כחלוקה.
That the simpletons
will think, there's a מחלוקס. אלו דבריו שרבנו הייגאון ז"ל, והם טועים ונעים ומתוקים מדבש ונופת צופים.
These are the words of Rav Haigon Zatzal. They are good and pleasant, sweeter than honey and נופת צופים.
ואל תתמל מה שאמרנו שנשתנו מנהגות בדורות האחרונים מדורות הראשונים.
Don't wonder that I say the customs have changed.
כי אני זכור, I remember, כי ראיתי בילדותי, I remember seeing when I was a kid, כל הציבור מתפללים במוספים שבע,
everyone would daven their musaf as seven blessings.
Veshatz levado ya mitpalel teisha.
Only the shaliach tzibur would daven malchuyot, zichonot, shofarot,
all nine blessings. והיו תולים מנהגם במנהגי ישיבות הגאונים, ככן מצאו כתוב בספריהם.
They said, this is what the Gaonim wrote, this was the ancient custom, וכן
תמצא בלכות ארי בן גיאת, ועכשיו חזרו הכל להיות מפעלים תשע ברכות.
Today everyone does all nine, but it used to be another big difference between our davening and their davening.
And then the Razo goes into this whole idea that really Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah really should have seven. Says really okay. There's a long Razo and there's a. A long piece over here also in the run on all this.
I wonder what the Rif thought of Rav Haigel.
Okay. Back to Agamai. I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
This Rabbi Yochanan is a very important quote.
What was the Mishnah?
Taka b'rishna b'shneya k'shtayim. The Mishnah had said, if he blew tkiya, did his shvarim, and then the second tkiya, he made it last the length of two tkiyas. So it should count as two. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Mishnah said that doesn't work. Now Rabbi Yochanan tells us another halacha. Shama teisha tkiyot b'teisha shaot b'yom yatsa. Remember this, because this is quoted in Halacha. This is a very, very important quote. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you heard nine tkiyos throughout the day, right, tkiya, an hour later shvarim, an hour later tkiya, an hour later tkiya, again shvarim, then tkiya, 9 hours in the day, your yotze. So this is the basis for the whole sugya of a hefsik, that b'di'eved, it's still okay. The question is, where do you apply it? But it's applied in many places. Tosus quotes this one line all over the place. 9 blasts in 9 hours of the day, your yotze. Obviously, it's not l'chatchila, but your yotze.
Meaning, in its simplest sense, I mean that even within many interruptions,
right?
Just by
hearing the right, and Hochus Kriyas HaMegillah, Tosus quotes it. This is quoted La Halacha. If you read the Megillah and you paused for an hour and then you finished the Megillah, yeah, it's not Lechatchila, it's not right. But Tosus quotes this, that this is the bottom line of all the other Sugiyot. Yeah. Back to our Gemara. Tanya Namihachi, the Braisa supports this. Shema teshet kiyot b'teshet shot b'yom yatsa. Raisa says, took you 9 hours to hear 9 blasts, you yotze. Mitet ne'adam ke'echad lo yatsa. But if you heard shofar from 9 people at the same time, you're not yotze. Tkiya mizeh. But if one guy blew a tkiya, v'tua mizeh, and then the next guy blew a trua, yatsa, that's fine. V'afilu b'serugin, v'afilu b'kol hayom kulo. Even if there are breaks in between, even if it takes all day, that's still okay. Very often the Gemara does that. It's Thursday night. It's a long discussion.
That's a long one. Maybe I know half of that.
I'd rather give you a longer answer.
Very short.
Okay. Rabbi Yochanan is a powerhouse Amora, so we begin with him, and then we bring a support. Look, it also says in the Braisa this way, but technically, the words of Rabbi Yochanan carry a lot of weight. So we often the Gemara takes that form, brings in Amora, and then says, okay, I have a Braisa too, because the Braisa alone, maybe you could say it's Mishabeshtei, maybe you could modify different things. You could say Yechidoi. You could say that's Tana, you know, that's Mantana. You have different ways of dealing with that. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan said. Yeah? Tanya Nami Hachi. Okay, so the Braisa is supportive of this. So we saw that. Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Did Rav Yochanan really say it the way you're saying? V'amar Rav Yochanan Shum Rav Shimon Yot Sadah. In Hallel and Megillah, if you pause long enough to finish all the Hallel and all the Megillah, you start from scratch. So the Gemara says, okay, Lokash Adidei, Hadirabe. Say that. He didn't know that way. That's how his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, held. That's interesting. We know Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yanai. Here we see he was also a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Vididei lo, Rav Yochanan himself didn't hold that way, that a pause long enough to finish the whole thing would disqualify it. V'Rabbi Avu Avishakin V'Azil Batreid Rav Yochanan V'Avikarkari Kriyat Shema. This should sound familiar, we just learned this in Brachos. Rabbi Avu was walking after Rabbi Yochanan, he's reading Shema, Kimat Alimvotam Tunafot Ishtik. When they reached a filthy place, Rabbi Avu became silent. He passed it, he asked him, can I finish it now? If you pause long enough to finish all of it, start from scratch. No, Rav Yochanan was telling him, it's like this. I don't hold that you have to stop at all. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, put your hand on your mouth and keep reading. So I don't hold that you have to stop. I also don't hold that if you would have stopped, you have to start again. But you argue with me on both points. You obviously hold that you had to stop. And you obviously hold that that's b'di'evit, that's me'akev. So you hold that serugin is me'akev. So you just ask me, what's the shear of serugin? Okay, so then I'll tell you. If you pause long enough to conclude all of it. Okay. That needs a little bit of work, but okay, that's what he says. Tan Rabbanan. Tkiyot in Makvot Zotzoi. You see, there's this nice long Tosus over here. Let's see Tosus for a minute. Ledidi lo svirali. Klomar, shu tzich lachzor l'rosh k'sheshak kdei ligmor kula. Ve'lo sheye tzich lafsik. The way we explain, says Tosus, it would seem the Kaimalan Kavateg Sheshag Deligmor Kula, the En Choser Lerosh. It would seem the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that even if you pause long enough to conclude it, you don't start from scratch. Even Rav and Shmuel argue, why? The Kaimalan Rabbi Yochanan Ligabei Rav Shmuel. Rav Yochanan carries more weight. I'm skipping. Umihu Kivand Rabbi Avu Paligaya. You see, Rabbi Avu argues. Then Ktzat Nirediv Sokmoto would seem to go with him because he's Basra. He's the later generation. Okay.
What is he saying?
So maybe the halacha is like him. He's later than Rabbi Yochanan.
I thought we started from Rav.
Abaye and Rava, right? Okay. So here you see in Tosus. Seems not. Right. Write it down in your notes. Back to our Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Onward.
I can live with what I just said.
Yeah. Tan Rabbanan. Tkiot in makvot zo et zo. Brachot in makvot zo et zo. Tkiot u brachot shorosh shna v'shom en kippuri in makvot. So, we said that tkios are not makiv one another. So, if you want to do tkio without a bracha, it's not makiv either. The brachos aren't makiv one another. So, okay. Tkiot ubchot shorosh hashanah v'shiyom kippurim. When is all this? Anatanis, when you're going to blow shofar.
On a Tanis, when you're going to add all the blessings of the Tanis. But the Tkios and the Brochos of Rosh Hashanah, they are Me'akev. My Taima, Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchuyot, Zichonot, V'shofarot. Malchuyot, kedei shetom nichuni alechem. Zichonot, kedei sheyavo lefanai zichonichem tova. Uvameh b'shofar. So that's why the Tkios, the Brochos, you're supposed to do all or nothing. If you only know two of them, don't. And the Tkios is also all or nothing. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want all the Tkios to do it. Yeah? So even though on a Tanis it's not Me'akev, on Rosh Hashanah it is Me'akev. That's Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel. See it on the right? Tanu Rabbanan. Tkiot in Me'akvot Zotzo. Kigon. Tkiot Shabbat. Tkios that they blow on the Tomid sacrifice. So it's not even talking about tkiyas shofar, it's talking about tkiyas chatzotzo, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Brachos kigon bechot shekriyat shma v'chayitze behen. Not even talking about the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei the way I explained the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei of Tanis. Uvehani amrinan brachot in me'akvot tzotzo. So blessings of Shema, okay, they're not me'akev. תקיעות ובחות שראש שנה ויום כיפורים, ששנת היובל, שצריך לומר מרחיות צריכנות שופרות, was mean יום כיפר. Because your 18 on יום כיפר is like a Rosh Hashanah 18. You have to have מרחיות צריכנות שופרות. So then it's ma'akev one another. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want them all together. Now, here the question is it also ma'akev תקיעות וברכות, The Rishonim so far seem to be learning that even though it says tkiyot ubrachot shirosh hashanah me'akvot, it doesn't mean the tkiya vis-a-vis the brachos, but the tkiyos vis-a-vis one another. We saw that the Raza, the Baal Amor, learns that it's the tkiya vis-a-vis the brachos. Tkiyos ubrachos me'akvot su'etzo means only by the brachos should you do the tkiyos. And that's how the Rabbeinu Chananel learns over here also. Okay, but that's it's a big discussion because the Gemara elsewhere said if you have a choice between shofar or Shmoneh Esrei, go with shofar. The shofar is the horizon, and the Shmoneh Esrei isn't. So you see, you could have Shmoneh Esrei without a shofar, and you could have a shofar without a Shmoneh Esrei, and you're yotzei both. So that pshat is problematic. Back to our Gemara. Okay, we're out of time. So, should we make a run for it? No, we'll pick up here next week, Bezachim.